And I think that, you know, and I'm not sure if we've talked about this before, but I've talked with others about it. You know, the integration of the scanner in your dental practice, in the patient flow. I mean, you can talk about the digital workflow behind the scenes with the lab, which I think is a tremendous asset, but the part of the challenge in integrating that scanner into a practice is figuring out the patient flow portion of how do I best utilize this to get the maximum benefit out of the scanner.
Yeah, because
so maybe if you can talk about that a little
bit. If you don't, it's not going to work, right? I mean, you were in practice for a number of years, you know. I mean, if it's not easy.
I wish I would have had a scanner.
I'd probably still
be doing dentistry if I had a scanner.
Well, yeah, so that's a good question.
Yeah.
It becomes difficult. I mean, that's why I would say I think it's better to start off slow. But from a patient aspect, one of the things I never realized that was going to be is that we derive more referrals because of the technology, where a patient will be, I mean, as you know, it's all about referrals. And so a patient will be out to dinner and it's amazing the conversational piece that the scanning technology is. Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy that people talk about dentistry and their friends, but that their eyes are like as big as saucers, but we bring the screen big. We have a big screen. We bring it down right in front of their eyes as we're scanning, but no choking on the impression material, no bad taste. They don't have to stay clamped down for 3 to 5 minutes, depending on what the material setup is. They perceive it as fairly advanced. And so from the patient satisfaction standpoint, that's been huge.
One of my sons, who's fairly new at using scanning technology, one of the things that he told me that I thought was pretty interesting was that he said, "Pops, you know, doing the scan, it takes me like, I don't know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes. But the patients are so amazed at what they see." He said, "I'll have a patient look at the scan and say, those are my teeth? No, those really aren't my teeth.
Yeah.
Those are really my teeth?" And you can show them, you know, their back teeth.
In three dimensions.
And he's like, "I spend more time just walking them through the technology because they're so amazed with it than it ever takes me to accomplish the scan." Well, and he said that's part great and part challenging because he has to try to manage the time around that.
It's bogging him down. Well, I think that, like I said, that's exactly. But the other thing too is time. I mean, and you remember this in practice, that we as dentists want to do better dentistry, but we also want it to be more efficient. And if we can, we like to be a little quicker. And that's what, for digital, that's been huge for me, is that, like you just said, I can scan in a minute, really, essentially, and versus 3 minutes on the impression. Oh, and by the way, if the impression has an air bubble, guess what? We got to do it over again. And now that's 6 minutes. Right, that you're doing it.
You have to look at your impression to tell that too.
Right? And as you're scanning, you can see it all in real time. And from a remake factor, that's for me, that's the big part.
Yeah.
And we weren't having a lot of problems beforehand, but it's amazing. This is what I've been amazed at, is that we as dentists think we didn't have problems, but then your lab will tell you whether or not you really, how many remakes you had during the year. And that's an eye opener, because the lab tracks it. And so, when we went to scanning, our remakes literally just went down to 1% or 2%. I mean, just almost non-existent.
Yeah, so, that's what especially my youngest son has shared with me, is that, you know, when I ask him realistically, how long does it take you to seat a crown?
What'd he say?
And he said, you know, he said, "I engineer my crowns so that I have to slightly adjust them interproximal, because I'd rather have a tight contact than I'd rather have a positive occlusal contact than not have it there." And that must have been his experience with impression material. And he said, "It's literally dusting the contacts and it drops in." He said 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, within a half an hour, I can have a patient in and out. I can do that with confidence. So I think that's part of it too, is just being confident that the accuracy is there, and that leads to better scheduling efficiency and just better treatment overall with your patient. And the fit is dramatically better.
Well, you remember like when you had your patients that you come in, you put the crown in, it fit perfect, the occlusion was dead on, everything looked really good, you were done in 10 minutes, right? And the patient was went out and they thought that was the greatest thing ever. And then how about the patient story that came in and said, well, I went to Dr. So-and-so and the crown, it took him an hour to put it in. And every time he put it in and it still doesn't feel right.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yep.
So when they come in and like you said, you're just kind of dusting a little bit or majority of the time they just drop right in mm-hmm. and they leave in 10 minutes without any adjustments, they're pretty much blown away. And that again drives more referrals. And that was not something that I anticipated whatsoever. But the remake factor for me was huge because now we didn't have a lot of remakes, but now we're down to hardly. If we have a remake now, we're getting pretty grumpy. You know, I mean, it's our expectations have completely changed.
Yeah, and that was the other piece that has been shared with me is, again, my youngest son told me that he uses the shade match system on the Trios, and he said it's incredible. He said, they'll come back, he'll see the crown and show the patient and they're like, doc, I don't really know which one is the one that you just put in. So, you know, again, I think that how many of our remakes were because we didn't have accurate shading on the front end of that.
And now what's your patient feeling though? That. You know, not only is it patient satisfaction, but how much does that make us feel good?
Right, exactly.
I mean, we leave at the end of the day feeling pretty darn good what we're doing.
Exactly.
And I'm not saying it's perfect, but it, in my opinion, it's significant. I'm not going back, let's put it that way. I'm not going back. And the other thing, too, is we were talking about chair time a little bit. So, for example, when you're scanning, you can see everything. You can blow it up. You can put it in three dimensions on the screen. There's really nowhere to hide. So the excuses for, like, if it gets to the laboratory and they say I can't see the margin, that's kind of our fault, that's my fault, because I should be able to see it. And then if I need to make any changes, it's just not a big deal anymore because I can just make them on the spot. I can, in the scanning technology, I can actually just take a little pencil eraser and erase that part that I can't see, maybe a little more viscostat, maybe reprep a little bit, and I can just hit the scan and it merges it to what I've already scanned. So we're talking a matter of 5 seconds versus another impression. You remember, you're like, do I really need to do that over again? Mm-hmm. Because you had to really think long and hard mm-hmm. because it's going to be another 3 to 5 minutes.
While your patient was choking on
while they're choking. And then, by the way, your patient's like, oh, really, this again, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's eliminated all that.